So Boyd, congratulations. You must be really thrilled with that result.
Yeah, for me, it was I tried to do a safe round. The cones are so set against the boards that you have to not make any mistakes with any balls. So what I did is took no risk, really drove safe and clean, and it paid off.
It's easy, though, when everyone else is getting the balls off, to know that you don't necessarily have to razz round.
Yeah, and tomorrow's a bit more of a worry because the arena's very loose, and the more carriages that are going in the same tracks and the carriages are moving a lot, the deeper the footing's getting. So that's a bit of an unfortunate place for me going last tomorrow. So I'll have to take that into consideration.
But the advantages are good as well. I mean, that's the whole point of this warm-up class, right?
Yeah, the advantages are what they'll try to do is they'll have no choice but try to pressure me. So they'll go for a winning round. In the back of their mind, they'll be thinking, we've got to come in the top three. Because if they're not in the top three, they're not in the runoff. So that'll hold them back a little bit, thinking, I must get in the top three. And then when they get in that top three, the worst they can come is third. So then they go for it even more. So I can, as you say, watch what they get up to.
It looks really difficult. What's it like up there?
Look, when you've got horses that just know their job, it's easy. But when you have horses that are young or inexperienced or not used to the atmosphere or the crowd, it's difficult.
But this is the World Cup. You wouldn't bring an inexperienced horse to a competition
No, and a lot of our horses are trained from outdoor shows and then we use them indoors. So, no, that's right, exactly. My team ranges from 16 to 22
horses.
Years old.
Oh, years old, right. So
they're like veterans.
Yeah, they are. And do you find that it is more difficult in the indoor atmosphere because it's really loud in there? Or do they just stay focused?
When the horses and I start to concentrate, once we hit that start line, we don't hear anything.
Right.
You know, it's better to be that way.
Because they've all got quite heavy blinkers on. Is that part
of the... Well, some of them, my blinkers are actually got a lot of vision. The horses can see sideways because I figure when they're in that arena, they can help me. If I just try to have them closed up so they can't see anything, they're not going to help me, and I need all the help I can get.
And some of your fellow competitors made a couple of mistakes tonight. Is that typical?
Yeah, don't be fooled by Chardon tomorrow. That's the worst thing that could happen for me is Chardon making that mistake, because that'll make him so determined tomorrow that he'll be out for blood. So he then puts pressure on again. So I'm not, that won't happen twice with Icebrand.